warmed them.
And you put food in your mouth and then you begin to
chew.
Okay. You say, he couldn't eat that because it got stuck in his throat and he couldn't
swallow.
Or he could chew it, but he couldn't sweat it. Using that word.
He bit off more than he could chew.
Yeah, and then he couldn't sweat it.
He couldn't swallow it.
And something of peas and beets and carrots and so forth would be called, just a general name for them.
Mixed vegetables.
Okay. What, and where would you grow them?
In a vegetable garden.
Huh?
In a vegetable garden, if it was just a small garden.
Uh-huh. Would you have a special name if you grew them yourself?
Homegrown.
Okay. And something that's made out of cornmeal. You take cornmeal and salt and water and make something.
Cornbread?
Well, make something you can eat with a spoon.
Cornmeal?
Salt,
mush?
What's that?
Mush?
What's that like?
Well, it's cornmeal and salt and pepper and sugar and a little milk, nutmeg, they call it a mush.
Mm-hmm. What else do they make out of cornmeal?
Cornbread, corn pones.
Do you ever hear of a corn dodger?
No.
What about something made out of flour and baked in a loaf?
Bread?
What different kinds?
Well, there's all kinds of bread. There's white bread and French bread. And those are made with white flour.
Mm-hmm.
There's rye bread and whole wheat bread.
What do you put in white bread to make it rise?
Yeast.
Mm-hmm. You said there's two kinds of bread. There's homemade bread and then there's
store-bought bread.
What other kinds of things are made out of flour besides?
Well, there's pies and cakes and biscuits and
mm-hmm.
muffins and corn tortillas and flour tortillas.
Mm-hmm. What about something that is round and has a hole in the center?
Donuts?
Uh-huh. Are there different names for donuts?
I don't know of any.
Do you ever hear of a cruller?
No.
It's something you make up a batter and fry three or four of these for breakfast.
Who's this?
Kathy.
Kathy, my goodness.
Hi.
Kathy, this is
Barbara
Rutledge. And I believe you answered the phone the other night when she called me, didn't you?
I don't know.
Yes, I think so. Barbara's 11. She's the poem reciter of the family. She likes poetry. She knows quite a few nice long verses. Thank you.
What about something you make up a batter and fry these for breakfast?
Fritters?
Uh-huh.
Well, there's corn fritters and there's apple fritters and fruit fritters.
What's it made out of? Flour?
Flour. Some. A beat up egg and you put your piece of fruit in there and the egg and then roll it in the batter and fry it.
What about something that you eat with butter and syrup?
Like hotcakes?
Mm-hmm. Any other name for them?
Flap cakes or pancakes.
Mm-hmm. And talking about how much flour might be in a sack, you say a sack might contain 5 pounds,
10 pounds.
And the inside part of the egg is called the
yolk.
What color is that?
It's the dark part, the yellow or orange. Or
mm-hmm. And if you cook them in hot water, you call them
boiled eggs.
What if you crack them and let them fall out of the shells in the hot water?
Coddled eggs are poached eggs.
Mm-hmm. Say something was cooking and made a good impression.